Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Yep.
Thank you so much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
Correct, yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I would say, taxes.
Taxes? Okay, thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Clean water.
Okay, water pollution. Okay, now, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota specifically?
I would say water again.
Water, thank you so much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, and poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Refining, do you think they are doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're excellent.
Excellent. What about the electric utilities?
Yeah, I think they're doing excellent.
Okay. What about mining?
They won't let them do it anymore.
Okay.
I would say good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about forest products?
Good.
Good, thank you. What about medical manufacturing?
Don't have a clue.
Okay. What about agriculture and farming?
I think they're doing good.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? What about environmental groups? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say poor.
Poor, okay. What about county land departments?
I would say also poor.
Poor. Thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
I think good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Good. Thank you. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very.
Very? Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
The second one.
Somewhat significant. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I'd say same.
Same. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than it was back in the 70s?
I would say more.
More? Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say it has positive impact, no impact, or negative impact?
Positive.
Positive. Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild wilderness areas? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Just last few questions. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component, or it is a fading component?
Significant.
Significant. Thank you so much. Now, like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, training, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Yes or no? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the programs. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Thank you. Increase the number or diversity of workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry that includes urban, indigenous migrants, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues.
Support.
Thank you. Getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry work jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. Thank you. Is your annual household income below 25, 25 through 50, 50 through 75, 75
to
100? Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture?
Business and retail.
Business and retail. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Irrelevant.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you.